Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April the 8th, 2014. It's a Tuesday and it's sunny out there here in Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 12. My name is Marcos Gazzana and today I'm going to be speaking about different structures that we can use with the verb get. Get is a very polysemic verb. It has several different meanings. Because of that, it's very difficult for learners. So learners get confused about when to use get, when not to use get. And so I decided to talk about some of the key structures that you can use with this verb. I'm going to talk about four different structures that can be used with get. And I'm going to give you some examples and maybe describe the characteristics of each of those structures. Before I start, I would also like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can find a contact form, which you can use to contact me and to make suggestions and comments for future episodes. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br, and please follow me on Twitter and Facebook and spread the word among your friends. Now, the first structure I'm going to talk about is when we use get plus a noun. And the meaning of get, when you use get plus a noun, can be, well, many different meanings, in fact. So you could say something like this: did you get the tickets for the match? And this could mean something like, did you buy the tickets? Or even, did you bring the tickets? Yeah, so did you get the tickets for the match? So to get the tickets for a football match, for instance. Or you could, in the same category, you could, when you're using get plus a noun, it could mean receive. So I got this watch as a present from my wife. I got it as a present from my wife. I got this watch as a present from my wife. And this, the meaning here is I received it as a present. Yeah, you can also use get plus a noun, meaning to understand. For instance, you tell a joke to someone and then the person doesn't laugh, but then you can ask them, did you get the joke? So getting the joke means to understand the joke. Yeah. So if you get the joke, you understand it. Also, get plus a noun can be used meaning obtaining. So to obtain. So when you need to get some information about a place, so I need to get some information about it. So that means I need to obtain some information about it. How you're going to get it, how you're going to obtain the information, is not actually described here in the verb. The verb basically generally means obtaining the information. The second structure I'm going to talk about is when we use get plus adjective, or get plus an adjective. And in this case, get will mean to become. So you could say something like this: she got mad at me after she saw that I had forgotten to wash the dishes. So you forgot to wash the dishes and then she got mad at you. Yeah? So to get mad at someone, or to get better as well. If you're sick and then you got better, or you could say that your English is getting better, so it's improving. So to get better is to become better, so to improve, or to get older as well, so it's to become older. Another example would be to get hungry. Normally, near midday, I get very hungry because I don't usually have breakfast. So to get hungry, to become hungry. The third structure I'm going to talk about is when we use get plus preposition or particle. So get plus a preposition or a particle. And in this case, normally the meaning related to get is a meaning that somehow refers to movement. So you can get on the bus or you can get off the bus, which means alight from the bus, or you can get in the car or get out of the car, which means to leave the car. You are inside the car and then you leave the car. So you get out of the car. So this is very common in English to use get plus particles or prepositions, meaning movement. But in this case, we also have the famous phrasal verbs. And here, the structure get plus preposition or particles sometimes can have a more metaphorical meaning. For instance, you could use get back, meaning return, which is a very concrete meaning, but you could also use get back to someone, meaning to give a reply or to give a phone call to someone about something, and that's a more metaphorical meaning. So you could say, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll have a look at your report, and I'll get back to you tomorrow. So it means I will try to contact you tomorrow and give you some feedback on the report you have just sent to me. So this is the meaning of get back to someone. You can also get along with someone, which means to have a good relationship with someone, or even to get on with someone, which also means to have a good relationship with someone. Get up means to rise from bad, so in a way this is slightly metaphorical, if you know what I mean. Well, there are several structures that you can think of if you think about get plus preposition or particles, especially if you think about phrasal verbs. There are so many, and this is a good topic for a future episode, so I'll get back to this topic someday in the future. But now let's move on and let's talk about the last structure, which is get plus past participle. So get plus past participle. In this case here, the meaning of get is similar to a passive verb, or the whole structure is similar to a passive verb. So when you say, for instance, I woke up and then I got dressed. So to get dressed means to put on some clothes before you leave. Or you can also get married or get divorced. So this means to become single. In a way, this structure here, even though it's similar to a passive verb, it somehow is connected to the same meaning that we have in the second structure I talked about, when you have get plus adjectives, which means to become. And in this case here, get plus past participle also has a similar meaning. So if you get married, you become married. So you can, some examples here would be to get dressed, to get married. So she got married last week. Or to get lost. When you're traveling, you can get lost. So most of the cases here we have ed, because then we're talking about regular verbs. Or sometimes you can have the past participle of irregular verb, such as get lost. In this case, lost is an irregular verb. So I was in Paris and then I got lost, so I had to ask for directions, and then I managed to find a tourist information desk, and then I got some information. So I got some information would be get plus noun, which means I obtained some information. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Basically, just to go through a quick recap, I talked about four different structures that you can use with get. So the first one was get plus noun. The second one was get plus adjective. The third one, get plus preposition or particle. And the last one, get plus past participle. So I gave you examples like get a ticket for the match, or get a present, or get the joke. So these were all in the first category, get plus noun. Then for the second category, get plus adjective, I gave you examples like to get better, to get older, to get hungry. Then moving on, I gave you some examples with get plus participle, some examples which were more concrete. So to get on the bus, get off the bus, get in the car, get out of the car, or even get to a place. So I got to Porto Alegre early in the morning yesterday, or I got home. And even more metaphorical meanings when you have the phrasal verbs with get. So I gave you some examples like get back to someone, or get up, like rise from bed. I could include here get over, which means to recover. So you can get over a bad cold. Yes, after resting a little, you can get over it. And finally, I talked about some, I gave you some examples with the structure get plus past participle, and then I gave you examples like get dressed, get married, get lost. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please contact me if you have any suggestions for future topics. The webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can subscribe via email, or even we're available on iTunes as well. You can also download Stitcher, follow us even on your desktop. You can also use Stitcher if you have an Android device. And well, thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you next time. Bye.